opinion are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Problems, problems, problems all day long. Will my problems work out right or wrong? My baby don't like anything I do. My teacher seems to feel the same way too.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. But in the studio with me is upper management. And all of a sudden, the North Korean equipment is not hanging down.
I fixed it.
Oh, for yourself, not for the other guests.
I'm selfish. I didn't know it was broken.
You have many talents, yeah.
To be fair, I don't like control this studio anymore now that I got my like new position here. So, you know, I didn't know it was broken, but you're welcome. I fixed it. Now your guest next week can have a nice,
you
a
fixed
nice
it.
Studio.
You fixed it for yourself.
I did.
Well, I should have had you on in earlier.
I was like, this can't hang down like this. This is not going to work. I've got to get this back up.
I know. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing well. What do you got planned for Golden Days? You're in the parade tomorrow.
I am in the parade. It's going to be great. I don't want to give it away.
Give it away. Give it up. Come on. What are you doing?
Willy Wonka.
Oh.
Willy Wonka.
Who's
I've
got the
golden ticket?
Oh, man. Give it up. Okay.
It's going to be awesome, actually. I'm super excited for it. You know, when we decided to do this, because, you know, I am running for school board again. And so we were like, well, what can we do for the parade? I was like, I don't just want to walk with my signs. Like, I want to do something cool.
What time does the parade start?
10 a.m.
And what's the direction? I'm in it, too. What's the direction?
So you go from Carlson Center all the way up, what is that, 2nd Street, 1st mm-hmm. Street, whatever that is right
yep.
there. And then it
right on Barnett.
Yeah, right on Barnett.
Left on 2nd.
Left on 2nd, and then up Noble.
Yep, right on Noble.
Yeah.
And at Noble it ends.
Yep, and it's over by the co-op. And so they got all the jerseys out there and stuff, I noticed this morning, all the barriers.
Is Jerry and Glenn are going to be the MCs at the co-op building?
Yep, I do believe so.
That should be fun.
As always. They do a great job up there.
Yeah, I'm going to be in the parade, too. I've got a six-wheeler, you know, re-elect David Pruse, Dalmatian.
I've got my corgis.
Okay.
My corgis are going
together. Oh, you're taking after me now. You're bringing dogs to the event.
Well, mine are cuter, so.
No, they're not. No, they're not.
Berlin's a Dalmatian. I've got short
You can't compete with that.
Corgis can compete with Berlin. He's a cutie. But corgis can absolutely compete
because
they go in backpacks, and so you totally win with the cuteness factor of the corgi in a backpack. I'd like to see you carry Berlin in a backpack. That'd be hilarious.
That's the fun thing about it. I don't have to.
No.
And everyone wants to pet the Dalmatian.
Well, and the Dalmatian wants everybody to pet him, so
yes,
he would be very sad in a bag.
Yes,
he's like,
would.
I want to pet my people. I want my people.
It's his time to shine.
Yeah.
Then are you going to be downtown at the street fair?
Absolutely. I'm going to be walking around. I don't have a booth or anything, but I'm going to be walking around, hanging out, going and checking out all the things. I love Golden Days.
Yeah, I've got a booth, but it's the City of Fairbanks. We're opening up the Polaris site, and it's going to have an open house sign on. Come on in and
go check it out.
Grab some rubble.
Because the Tiki Cove is now in the basement.
It's on the top of the basement. It's on the first floor, what's left of it.
It is incredible. You know, I was just driving down that way the other day. I was coming up Noble. My son works at Play It Again.
Yeah.
So, you know, I dropped him off at work, and then I'm coming up this way to Fifth Avenue. And I drive past it. My husband was driving, and I looked up. I was like, holy crap. Get right there by the courthouse, and you just can't see it. It's gone. It's just not there. And it's just like, wow.
I know.
It's just so different. It's going to take a minute to get used to because that's been part of our skyline for forever. It's a great thing, though.
Not for me, man.
It's a great thing.
It's
just weird because you can now see the Lacey Street sign, and that's weird. But kudos. It's great job on getting it done.
Thank you.
Well, great job to the company who did it. But, you know, you got all the funding. You helped work it out and make sure it could happen. And, like, I had heard they tried to ask for some sort of extension, and you were like, no, get it done. I don't know if that's true or not, but if so, hey, it's done. It's, you know, They're working day and night to get everything taken care of and out of there. And next, you're going to do something great with it and turn it into something. Economic development. I like it.
Yeah. You know, it's been a lot of fun. And being basically at the center of that for 10 years.
Yeah.
What an experience. I mean, what an experience. You know, when I first got on an open mic at city council. Yeah.
Here's the question. Mm-hmm. It's been 10 years. Mm-hmm. Did it go slow or fast? Does it, now that we're here, the first seven years
were slow.
Yeah. Trying to get all the funding and all the things in place.
But since
it's been fast.
March of 2022.
Yeah.
It's been fast.
Yeah, I'd say so.
Yeah. So never thought we'd get here until we got the funding in place. Then we found out we didn't have enough funding.
Had to get more funding.
Because of all the contamination. So we had to get more funding. And then just because you get the funding doesn't mean it stops.
Yeah.
You know, it took us a year to get the scope of work done for the,
have somebody come bid
for the EPA to accept it.
Yeah.
And, you know, that took 6 months. But then what took 6 months is getting a SHPO, State Historic Preservation Organization, for them to sign off on it, what they wanted in the document. They were, I mean, they were holding it up. Oh, my God.
It's all that asbestos.
And then you had groups coming out, historical groups coming out locally. Oh, we want this, we want this. I'm just going, kiss my backside. We're just knocking this thing down. you're holding this up. You're holding up our funding, our bid.
Yeah.
This is all a progression, and you guys are holding it up, really?
Yeah. I tell people all the time the historical people would hate me because I'd go through and just take everything and tear it down. Just build new.
Yeah. Don't worry about it, yeah. But just getting it to a place where we can finally get a bid.
Yeah.
And that took a year.
And then having to go through the bidding process and what company was going to do it.
Yeah.
And that's also a big.
It was big, but that was
little compared to all
the others.
That
was easier steps.
Yeah. just saying that's, there was just so much that went into this.
Yeah.
From day one to now. And it's not done. I mean, they're still, you know, they got to get rid of the rest of it and take care of it and ship everything out. And
then we start afresh to build something there.
Yeah.
And we've had some interest. I will say we've had some interest, some very good interest. So every Monday morning at 9:30, I can't do it this next Monday. We'll have to switch it to Tuesday. Me and a group of people meet to write the RFP, request for proposal, to send out, and we're going to send that out. That'll be out there for 6 months to see what comes back.
Yeah.
And I expect 1 to 4 things to come back.
Yeah.
And then from there, we'll have in there a scoring procedure, and then we'll see what happens.
Nice.
Yeah. So it's active, evolving.
Yeah. Well, next thing you know, there's just going to be something there, so it's...
I know. And everyone's going to say, God, that happened fast.
Yeah.
You know, brought it down and, you know, and what's happened fast is this summer, you know, everyone was looking, okay, there was still 8 floors there. Last year, they took down 3 floors, but they took out the whole interior.
Yeah.
But this year, it's just, they've been able, since the interior was removed.
Right.
They're able to get that jack up on top of the lift.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my God.
I was watching them do that. That was insane.
Yeah.
I got to say, it was just surprising to me. So I was watching it, and they had that bobcat up there, the bobcat that was up top there. As they're, like, jackhammering it down in the center, man, that bobcat held in, man. It did not fall that one time. I was like, whoever's driving that is a
knows
brave
what they're doing.
Soul.
Yeah, knows they what they're doing. I know. Oh, my goodness. You know, but also... Here's something for you. Now, think of that building.
Yeah.
No buildings surrounding it were damaged.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's actually really amazing.
Ponder that. Yeah. No buildings surrounding it were damaged.
Well, and considering some of those buildings touched it. So, there you go. Good job.
And no one was hurt except for the owner of the company. He broke a rib, slip, fall himself.
It happens.
I know. Jerk.
Poor guy.
Yeah. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Today's Valley's Fishing Report is proudly brought to you by 49th State Remodeling and Restoration, Alaska's trusted name in quality work. From drywall and painting to full kitchen and bath remodels, pressure washing, flood and fire restoration, even sandblasting, gutter cleaning, driveway surfacing, and log home restoration. Summer or winter, they'll even go remote. Serving Alaska statewide with over 20 years of experience. Call 907-378-5610. Remodel, restore, big or small, they handle it all. Your upgrade starts with 49th State Remodeling and Restoration.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound.
Lori Prox here with Joy Whitty of Valdez. You reeled in a 155-pound halibut, got on the derby leaderboard for a short time. They're getting pretty big out there. But you saw a lot more than halibut, silver salmon. We want to get your take on what's happening out there with the silvers.
It looked so promising. I was super excited. Our entire drive out to where we were heading to, it was just constant jumping out of the water. You know, all the boats were out. It was fantastic. We even saw orcas that were circling the salmon and they were eating them. And yeah, really looked promising with how many salmon were out there and heading our way. So
I've heard they're nice and bright. Any word on that?
Yes, they definitely are. It was beautiful out, so it was just shimmering every time they were jumping. So it was a great day, and it was great to see all the salmon coming back.
Your prediction for silver salmon winner for the Valdez Silver Salmon Derby this year?
Man, oh goodness, that's a tough one. I'm hoping to see that 20, solid upper 20 range. We'll see.
We haven't broken 20 for a few years.
Oh, really? I thought we had 20. Maybe I'm thinking of so hopefully we'll break 20, because I saw a lot of big ones that were jumping in the water.
Should be a good year. And where is your hot spot for silvers?
I'm not telling you. You're not I told telling. You.
Go fishing, Valdez. Easy Freeze is open 5:30 a.m. to 9 p.m. daily. They can book your fishing charter and blast freeze and vacuum pack your fish. Going out on a private boat? Come get your bait and ice. Easy Freeze can process your catch, too. They've got a variety of seafood for sale at their shop on Chittenah Drive. And if you have special requests for pickups or drop-offs, they'll do their best to accommodate. Easy Freeze.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR Weather.
More clouds than sun today, with a chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 78. Winds out of the east, around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy tonight, slight chance for isolated rain showers, lows around 57. High temperatures reach up to 77 tomorrow, slight chance for isolated rain showers. And that's your weather on KFAR, 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I had to have upper management.
I had to yell at you. David.
I was listening to my voicemails.
This is what David does during commercial.
Oh, I know.
And then misses the cue to go on.
I was focused.
Not with upper management.
I was not focusing on the right thing.
Exactly.
I was caught in the act, Fairbanks.
Get off your phone.
I know.
The kids to get off their phone. You get off your phone.
Too funny. Anyway, so you're going to be walking around.
Yeah, I'm excited too, actually. I love golden days. Really, I'm just excited for some soda jerk and pretzel chef. But, you know, besides that.
Are you going to be there for the rubber ducky race thing?
Of course. I've got to make sure my tickets win.
I wouldn't be saying that on the air.
I know.
Conspiracy. If you do win.
I'm just putting the
vibe
will
out there.
I'm putting the vibe and the
your
will.
Chi.
Yeah, my chi, my luck, my juju. I'm just throwing it out into the universe so that my rubber ducky wins. I got 5 of them. That's all I got. So one of those lucky
suckers.
It only takes one. But mine are always at the bottom for some reason.
You're pathetic.
I just want to win the grand prize.
Oh, man.
That's why we buy the rubber ducky tickets. Well, also to support Chamber. Let's be real. We got to support the Chamber.
That is true.
Because I love everything they do.
They do well for Fairbanks.
They do. They actually do. Mad props to the Chamber of Commerce. They do a good job.
Yeah, and this is their Super Bowl that continues all the week.
It is their Super Bowl, and I actually think it's great, and I love how excited they get for it, and I love the duck and all the ladies that go around with the duck, and they're making their videos dancing around with it, and it's great. It's a great time. I love the jail. I love seeing the jail go around town, and then all the ladies and all the sheriffs, and it's just cool. If I could, you know, I tell my mom, I wish my mom could be here. She was supposed to come up this year, and she didn't get to, and I was telling her about Golden Days, and she was like, okay, so you're celebrating gold and hookers. Well, yes, but in a good way, Mom. Yeah, in a good way.
It's a boom town, you know.
It's a boom
town. We're celebrating golden hookers.
Golden hookers. That's how my mom put it.
I would think it's more of town history and beginning.
I laughed so hard when she said that. I was like, oh my God, Mom.
There's more than that.
Exactly. It's Fairbanks. It's our beginning. It's how it came to be. I mean, Felix Pedro was in the darn parade, for heaven's sake, you know?
As always. That should be fun.
I'm really excited. I got the Willy Wonka golden ticket truck.
Who's all on your float?
A lot of people. I've got Representative Will Stapp will be with me. Senator
That'll
Rob
be
Myers
That'll
will
be
with
fun.
Me. Yeah, all their kids. Got my kids. A few friends are coming along. Loa, school board member Loa, she's going to be there with me as well.
Mm-hmm.
We got Bernard driving the truck.
What sort of vehicle is it?
Whatever Bernard drives. He drives a big truck. That's all I know.
It's a float.
Yeah,
or
it's
is
a
it a truck?
It's his truck, but we're decorating the back of it.
How are you decorating it?
We've got big old banners that say my name and then Golden Ticket for Education. And then we've got chocolate bars with little golden tickets that we printed out that we'll be handing out to everybody. So really excited for that. And just going to have a good time. Got a little soundtrack to go with it. I bought a coat.
You're not going
to
be doing any disco dancing.
No, it's going to be the Willy
Wonka
theme.
You look like a disco dancer.
I am, but not for this. We got a golden ticket.
Oh, God. She's trying to do the moves.
Nobody else can see it.
Thank God.
Thank God.
You know, if this was South Korean equipment, we could be projecting it. But they can only hear it. It's North Korean, so they can only hear it. And if it was South Korean, it'd be a neutral bluish gray, not a Barney purple.
If it was South Korea, they'd be paying me to not quit my day job.
There you go. Yeah, exactly. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, it's going to be a good time. I'm excited. I was really mad at you, though.
You're always mad
that.
At me.
Well, I know I'm always mad, but this was a legit reason.
Oh.
Because you wouldn't be Willy Wonka for me.
No.
You said no.
That's right.
Just exactly like that. You're like, no.
Yeah, exactly.
I said jerk.
Yeah.
Exactly what I said.
And my thought to change my mind was zero.
Zero. You're like, I'm walking my own.
But I thank you. I thank you for the honor of being Willy Wonka.
Yeah, I was just trying to get you out of that Lex Luthor phase.
No way. Lex Luthor, man.
That's your thing.
Evil criminal mastermind,
That's
Dave.
That's your thing.
It is.
I just thought it was hilarious. I was like, you need to be my Willy Wonka. You looked right at me. You said, no. You never tell me no. Ever. And that was a
no. That was a no.
That was like, my
that was.
Feels.
It's not debatable. It's not open for conversation. It's no. And I survived the event, Fairbanks.
Yes, you're still alive and here kicking to do the show. So
oh, my goodness.
I like you a little bit
oh,
sometimes.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah,
thank
you're welcome.
You. So
you still
you got,
haven't earned my vote, though.
You're not in Fairbanks city limits.
Exactly. So I didn't.
Boy, but I'm going to vote for you. Who's your opponent?
So nobody has signed up yet. I'm waiting to see, but a lady named Naomi Hewitt apparently is my opponent. Don't know much about her. She's apparently very nice, which gives me some great hope because I like mm-hmm. nice. Mm-hmm. I like nice campaigns. People know I'm a nice person. And I
don't think
do
my
nice.
Opponent's going to be nice. She's not known to be nice.
I don't think so either.
I'm okay with that.
I'm waiting. I'm like Michael Jackson. You know the meme, the picture that goes around? It's Michael Jackson with the popcorn?
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be me with your race.
Mm.
I'm going to be with the popcorn watching this go down. Because I know you both. It's going to be interesting. It's going to be like the showdown of the city.
It is.
It is. The showdown of the city. Mindy O'Neill versus David Prus. Dun, dun, dun. We could turn this into a
movie. Are you ready to rumble?
Are you exactly? We could totally turn this into a movie. It'd be great.
Yeah. As you can tell, I'm not worried.
Yeah, it's going to be an interesting campaign season. It's going to be an interesting election. A very small one.
Yeah.
There's no issues. There's no ballot measures. It's just a small local election. So people, you got to get out there and vote. You have got to get out and vote this year. It's there's just very little. You got Brett, you got Barb.
How's Brett doing?
Good. Really good, actually.
Does he know who his opponent is?
No, not yet. No. Okay. So far, like me, he's not had anybody sign up against him. Though we know that an opponent for me exists out there. I'm not sure if an opponent exists for him or not. So, because you've got Garrett Armstrong, I do believe, is running for the open seat, which is currently Mindy's.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've got that Patrick Roach, who's taking on Barb. So that's a done deal. So we'll see.
Patrick who?
Patrick Roach. That's the... Yeah.
Patrick Roach?
Yeah, that's
don't know him.
Yeah, I don't either. I just know that that's who is putting his name in against Barb. So we'll see how it works out. I just hope it'll be a nice local election. Considering it's small and it's there's not a lot of like contentious
I'm polite. I'll be like I was last time. Yeah, polite, that's, open.
I'm
that's
putting
how
that
I am.
In the universe for you. Yeah. Be polite. Be kind.
Yeah. Say good things. Yeah.
Debate the issues, not the people.
What we've done speak for ourselves and the things we've done.
Yeah.
Let our past be the decision of the future.
Yeah. No, I agree. I have always said debate the issues, not the people.
Yeah.
Don't make it personal. There's no reason to, especially locally. You know, this isn't national. Mm-hmm. This is our people. We work with each other. We live with each other. We see each other out there in the community. So it's no reason this can't be respectful.
True.
So, and I'm looking forward to it. I actually think this is going to be a very positive campaign season.
Mm-hmm.
I am not disheartened in any way, shape, or form. I'm looking forward to the next couple of months, and we go from there.
There you go.
Yep.
Well, hold it. From here, you go to Florida.
From here, I go to Florida. I'm taking 8 days and taking some rest and going to enjoy some Florida.
Good for you.
Who goes to Florida in July? Me.
Fairbanks, that's what I asked her when she said she was going to Florida. No, I said, why are you going to Florida?
Type 1 diabetes hockey camp.
There you go.
Yeah, for my kids.
And I said, okay, I approve that trip.
It's crazy to think that we're going to Florida in July for hockey.
You're going to melt.
Yes. I melted last year. Actually, it wasn't terrible. I'm from the East Coast. It's been 18 years, but like I was like, oh, yeah, I remember this. It wasn't terrible for me, but everybody else in my family, yeah, they were dying and melting. They couldn't handle. It was hilarious. It was hot. 96 degrees, man. And that's just the normal.
Probably 80% humidity.
Yeah, exactly. It's, ugh. Just go put my feet in the water.
Oh, that just sounds painful.
Yeah, so I'm going to go put my feet.
How long does it take you to fly down there?
All day. So it's a 3.5-hour flight to Seattle from here, and then a 5-hour flight from Seattle to Miami.
How long is your layover in Seattle?
An hour and 20 minutes.
That's not too bad.
It's
10 hours basically from start to finish.
Yeah, 10 hours of traveling.
Okay.
Yep. So and then once we're there, we're there. And then we have a couple days before the camp. So we're going to we fly into Tampa, and we're going to do some things around Tampa, go on like a manatee cruise. I'm excited for that, to go swim with the manatees. At night, so like they light up the water and then you get to swim with them, and it's really cool, and I'm really excited for that. Manatees are neat. They're like the teddy bears of the water. They are. Don't stare at me like that. I know, I'm weird. I love animals. Water animals, regular, I don't care. Land,
I'm
water.
I'm killing you softly with my silence. Giving you the dumb bunny look.
The dumb bunny look. I like manatees, don't judge me.
Fairbanks, we're gonna take some time here. We're going to give you some bumper music, and I approve this bumper music.
Ooh.
It's a Santana.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, then we're going to have some Fox News, some state news, some commercials and weather, and we will be back.
coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM.
News on John Saucier. At least three people have been killed in an explosion at a Los Angeles County Sheriff's facility. Sources say it appears an accident happened when deputies were moving ordinances on the training facility property. The Attorney General Pam Bondi writing on social media, our federal agents are at the scene and we're working to learn more. Please pray for the families of the sheriff's deputies who were killed. California Governor Gavin Newsom's office tells Fox he's been briefed on the matter, which happened at the L.A. County Sheriff's Special Operations Bureau in East Los Angeles. Anti-ICE protests continuing through the country, causing a spike in violence against law enforcement. Border Czar Tom Holman on Fox News Channel says ICE is doing nothing more than enforcing the law.
ICE is enforcing the laws that Congress enacted. So if that makes them a racist, what does that make Congress who wrote the law?
Well, many Democrats have filed lawsuits and proposed new laws that are aiming to unmask ICE agents and have refused to condemn anti-ICE rhetoric. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
The Anchorage School District has begun laying off employees after the Trump administration froze $14 million in education funding meant for the district, according to a letter sent by Superintendent Jared Bryant. The district cut 34.5 positions, and the number will increase as they continue to exhaust the Federal Reserve, said district spokesperson Corey Allen Young. But only five people were laid off so far, according to Young, because most of those whose jobs were cut would take other vacant positions within the district. Among the eliminated positions are 15 teacher experts that supported professional learning and teaching. The people who filled those positions would be reassigned to open classroom positions, Young said. The federal funding freeze comes after Dunleavy vetoed roughly $50 million in education funding from the state budget. Meanwhile, Alaska Education Commissioner Dina Bishop is seeking new rules that could limit how much the municipality of Anchorage and other local jurisdictions can contribute towards education expenses. Bryant was not available for an interview Wednesday or Thursday because he was attending funding
streaming live online
meeting.
At KFAR660.com.
Getting a little personal here, but true story. So I hurt my knee and a friend says, go see Dr. Kim Driftmeyer at McKinley Orthopedics. So glad I did. Turns out I needed surgery. Dr. Driftmeyer and his team took great care of everything right here in Fairbanks. MRI, physical therapy, surgery, all in one place. Easy, efficient, honestly, kind of pleasant. Oh, and did you know he's also an outstanding spine surgeon? Sports injury, broken bones, or just need a tune-up? Go see Dr. Kim Driftmeyer. McKinley Orthopedics. Trusted care, local team, real results.
Got that one tree hanging over your house, or you need a bunch of trees removed for fire safety? The one to call is the Great Alaska Tree Company. They specialize in hazardous tree cutting and removal, especially in tight quarters. Great Alaska Tree Company gives you the most complete tree service with stump grinding, brush cutting, chipping, and even pruning. Licensed, bonded, insured. Everyone loves the Great Alaska Tree Company. Well, everyone but the squirrels, that is. Call Eric today for your free estimate and year-round and emergency service at 978-4702.
Hi, this is Heidi Rader, Professor of Extension with the University of Alaska Fairbanks. As a lifelong Fairbanksan, I've seen many changes in what we can grow. Chokecherries used to be one of the few ornamentals that thrived here. Now they're doing too well and spreading. They're poisonous to moose and bad for salmon. Please join me in removing your chokecherry trees. Plant a sour pie cherry instead, like Evans or Juliet. This message is sponsored by the Alaska Community Forestry Program, aired by the Alaska Broadcasters Association and this station.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. I survived the halftime here with upper management. You know, she was ruthless in her description
was
of
a
those,
throwdown.
Those things that I do wrong and I don't do anything right. But
never.
But I
you're
survived
always
the
wrong.
Event. So let's go back to Golden Days. You yeah. are a judge
yes.
on Sunday.
Yes, for the bathtub races.
Describe.
Oh, gosh, this thing is so much fun.
Your eyes lit up when you're telling me about
it. Oh, yeah, this thing. You know what? So here's the deal. I had never actually gone and watched these things before. And so when I got approached last year to do it, I was like, oh, sure, sounds like fun. Oh, my God. Did I have the best time at these bathtub races last year? So here's the deal. Sunday, it'll be at Pioneer Park, and it's right there at the Gold Rush area. And the deal is, so you build your own bathtub, and it can be anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to be on wheels because you got to be able to push it, so you need a team. You've got to have a person who rides in the bathtub, a bar of soap, and a towel, and then water inside your tub. And the goal is to go from the start to the finish line, and it's squiggly and turny and curvy, and they do a good job with this course. So you got to go from point A to point B.
What's the time frame that people usually
take? Just have to go the fastest. I think last year's winner was like a minute in 13 seconds or something. So it's not like a long race, right? Yeah. But you have
but
to
your approaches might be winded at the end of it.
Yes. So you and the goal is you got to be upright, measurable amount of water left.
Oh,
you
gotta have your towel. Can't flip and lose your water.
Yeah, can't flip and lose your water. You got to have your towel and soap. So you got to have everything there that you started with, and your water has to be. So last year, this was so much fun. Last year, there was this group. I think they were either the custodians or the janitors. I think they were called the janitors. And first off, I had never seen a mop bucket this big. Now, those yellow mop buckets, you know what I'm talking about. Yeah. Every company has them.
So it goes on your pail or whatever.
Yeah, exactly. And it's got the like the squeegee thing. Okay. So they had one of these. This thing was massive. This was like human size yellow mop bucket. And so they had it on wheels, but then they also had it on a cart. So they put it on this like, I don't know. It was a very narrow cart, okay? So you have this big old lopsided mop bucket on this very narrow cart. You got four dudes pushing it, one dude inside. They didn't make it past the judges before they flipped over and they lost all their everything. They lost the water. But it was funny and it was the greatest. And then they picked it back up. They got back on. Like 10 feet later, they fell again. And it was just, it was the greatest thing. And these people, they're having a great time while they do it, right? Like, it's, I don't know, it's just so much fun. If you've never witnessed it, you've never watched it, you definitely bring the kids out and come watch the bathtub races on Sunday. I'll be a judge for it. Teresa Quackenbush is there. We've got Wendy from the river as well. Wendy Garwood, she's going to be there as an MC. And we're just going to have a ton of fun. And if you want to do it, it's not too late to get signed up. You can still sign up because you sign up that day. And they're going to do the signing up right there at Solvaki in Pioneer Park. So it's going to be a great time. Golden Days.
Come on in, Matt.
Oh, nice. We got
come
a
on in, Matt's wife. Pull up chairs.
As we're talking Golden Days. So, yeah, it's just going to be fun. Bathtub races. They're Sunday at Pioneer Park. The time on that is 2 p.m. So it's going to be fun.
Cool.
Yeah,
okay.
I'm excited for it.
This is gubernatorial candidate Matt Haleya.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
There you go.
It's
and is your lovely wife?
Yes. I'm here with my wife, Stacy.
Hi, Stacy.
Hello.
And it's great to meet you, Mayor Proust.
Yeah, this is
Melissa Burnett. I'm with the school board. So,
nice
yeah.
She's a president of the school board, and she's also part of the radio station here. And she's upper management.
Ah,
and she treats me like cow dung. Behavior. She treats me like cow dung.
I do.
And she puts me in a purple padded room.
With North Korean equipment.
Yes,
cry,
and
baby.
I let all of Fairbanks know that.
Well, it is a pristine room. I'm questioning cow dung. There's no odor in here.
Pristine.
Yeah, it's very clean.
That actually works against you,
I
Cruz.
Think the term you used is sanitized.
Sanitized.
I'm Italian. Sanitize me. It did something.
I do love the plum purple.
And it's sparkly.
Yeah. It's almost like Barney.
Yeah.
We've got a child.
I love you.
Exactly.
Love me. Bust out the Barney song.
Yes, yes.
There we go.
Yeah.
And you're going to have a float in tomorrow's parade?
I am. I'm got the
and hopefully Matt
ticket.
Can be on your float.
Absolutely.
Wow. That would be a tremendous
we got Willy
honor.
Wonka.
Yeah, a couple of Soldatnans jumping on your float would be incredible.
I love that.
Yeah, yeah.
A couple Soldatnans. I love that. Yeah. I didn't realize there was a name for people, though.
We aspired to go to Fairbanks because we always knew you had real summer weather up here.
Yes.
And yes, we do.
It's 90 degrees.
We did not. You know, there were summers, I remember playing Little League Baseball, where it was like 45 blowing sideways and wet.
Oh.
Out in the outfield, standing there, shivering all summer, dreaming of being where my family was originally from, Michigan, where my cousins
I'm
were.
I'm from Michigan.
Or we always heard about Fairbanks, and I finally visited when I was about 5, and it was about 100 degrees.
Yeah.
And we were I'm pretty certain they said it was nearly 100.
Yeah.
We just got
done with what it was like a week of 96. It was
85-ish.
Yeah, it was hot
at the airport. That's probably
at the airport. It was showing 96, 100 degrees.
Really?
It was insane.
God,
it was hot.
You gotta suck it up, Buttercup. You're going to Florida.
We melt.
You're going
here.
To Florida.
I know. I'm excited.
And you're you know, You wimpy hockey moms.
You just want to throw the punches when you can.
I do. I nail you. Hey, you started it.
Hey, I'm going to go be in a hockey.
If you don't want to go a few rounds with a champ, I'd be quite nice.
No, you wouldn't.
You're right. I wouldn't. Not for a moment. Not with you.
Complete crap. This guy's going, what did I walk into?
Hey, it looks healthy. We got smiles and laughter. That's a big deal.
We're good friends.
That's a baseline.
Yeah.
People love it when we get on the air with each other.
So what time's the parade start tomorrow?
Parade starts at 10 a.m. And it starts at the Carlson Center, goes down 2nd Avenue.
Do you have a lot of candy to give out?
I've got, I don't think I have enough.
There's never enough. It's always, the people at the beginning of the parade get all the candy. Then near the end of the parade, you're going, oh, I'm out
of
candy.
I was going
to
say that
you need
earlier.
To have a candy pit stop.
Yeah, so I'm going to try to, sorry for the people that are going to be at the Carlson Center and at the beginning of the parade, you're probably not going to get much candy, as I'm going to try I'll give a couple pieces, but like I've got 1,500 pieces of candy. There's going to be like 3,000 people there.
Wow.
You know how much that 1,500 pieces of candy cost me?
How much?
About $500. So it was expensive.
Is it fancy candy?
Not really.
Not just like
it's Costco.
I got
gum with the little comic in it.
I got $100. I got $100.
Willy Wonka
those
theme.
Those are legit.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, her theme is Willy Wonka, and she wanted me to be Willy Wonka, and I told her no.
He told me no.
I have my own, not type of float, but I have my own interaction in the parade.
Whatever.
Right. You want us to do Oompa Loompas?
That'd be great. That'd be amazing. My corgis are actually going to be with us.
I'd be watching what your husband gets you into here. Yeah.
She's like, I don't know if I'm down for all of this. Why did you decide to go into politics?
Right. Exactly. Well, she gave me the thumbs up a couple of months ago, and the family did, so we're pretty excited about it.
My prayers are with you.
Yeah.
we're going to be talking. What we're going to do is we're going to record a show this afternoon, and nice. I'll play it on Monday.
Nice.
Of Chris down in Anchorage. Yeah. Plug it in for the four quarters and good to go.
Yeah. So you're running for governor.
Yes.
You're going to take on the state.
I am. Actually, I'm going to align with the state. That's what I'm doing.
Yeah, I like it.
It's not a battle. We're together and we're aligning.
Sort of like you did with the school board.
With the school board. Yeah. Well, I mean, it's about Alaska, right? That's where more and more people need to understand. It's about Alaska.
I must congratulate you on what you've done on the school board.
Thank you.
You are an example of what the rest of the state should be doing.
Thank you.
You really are.
I appreciate that.
Yeah. But you can do better.
Well, you know.
I don't know how, but you can do better.
I can always do better. There's always things. There's more to do.
It was funny on Monday night's city council meeting. We have the director of public works in there. And I'm, you know, I sometimes I get facetious and funny, and sometimes I'm dead serious. So I told him on Monday, proper preparations prevents pitifully poor performance. And so we're getting ready for the snow season that's coming November through March or April. So I want to see an equipment list of all equipment that
you
needs to be worked on and the schedule
right.
of it. And then I congratulated him. I said, Jeremiah, your budget, you only had 1% of your budget in overtime compared
wow.
to the police, fire department, and the right. dispatch. That's incredible. Then I looked at him and go, but you can do better. 1%.
Right.
Yeah, and you can see the city council members groaning.
Yeah, you can do better.
You can do better. You can still do better. At 1%,
right.
yeah.
Oh, wow, that's a good deal.
I'm brutal. We're going to take a phone call.
Oh.
Good morning. You're on KFUR Radio, and your name is?
Randy.
Hello, Randy. How are you doing?
Good. I was just wondering about the physics or whatever of having chocolate candy, wrapped chocolate candy for, you know, a long time. It's above 80. I know M&M's is, you know.
Melts in your mouth, not in your hands.
Not in your hands, yes.
I got it, Randy. We got a cooler, and I've got ice. We are good.
Randy, where are you going to be at on the parade route so you can get some chocolate
Unmelted
bars?
Unmelted chocolate.
Yeah.
Last time I was near Barnett in First.
Well, make sure you wave if you see me, Randy. I'll love to wave to you and say hi while I'm out there on the parade route. And don't worry, I've got the chocolate covered. It's not going to melt.
Oh, great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Randy, thank you. And Fairbanks, we're going to say goodbye to Melissa, take a commercial break, And we'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Hi, folks. Ralph Seekins here, Seekins Ford Lincoln. Take a look. Escapes, Explorers, Expeditions, the ultimate Alaska SUVs, Broncos, and Bronco Sports, sporty for sure. F-Series trucks, all ready for Alaska, Mavericks and Ranger pickups, all are four-wheel drive and fully Alaska-equipped bestsellers with financing below 0% and thousands in extra cash from Ford. Don't wait. See us today for your best deal in town, right now, right here at Seekins Ford Lincoln, and I'll see you here.
Going camping is the simply satisfying, relaxing way to enjoy the Alaskan outdoors. Plan to get the most out of your experience with a visit to Frontier Outfitters. Check off your list of essentials such as tents, sleeping bags, and cookware from your favorite brands such as Mountain Hardware, Kelty, Slumberjack, Coleman, Jetboil, and more. Garmin GPS. Protect your eyes with sunglasses by Oakley, Maui Jim, and Costa. Your successful camping trip begins at Frontier Outfitters. Frontier Outfitters for your Alaskan lifestyle. Optimize your eyes with Mountain View Eye Center, Interior Alaska's choice for state-of-the-art eye care. Find relief with the most advanced dry eye center in the interior. See clearly and be free of your reading glasses and contacts for good. Optimize your eyes with Mountain View Eye Center. Surgeons Dr. Laura Kearsley and Dr. Jason Crosby specialize in premium cataract surgery, LASIK laser vision correction, and treatment of eye disease. All insurance accepted. Schedule your consultation. Visit mountainvieweyes.com.
Online exhibit entry for the 2025 Tanana Valley State Fair is now open. Non-perishable drop-offs are Friday, July 18th from 4 to 7 p.m. and Saturday the 19th from 1 to 6 p.m. Junior perishable drop-off is Thursday, July 24th, 1 to 6, and adult perishable drop-off is Tuesday, July 29th from 1 to 6. You'll find all of these along with all the drop-off dates and times on your free fair app or visit them online at tvsfa.org.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR Weather.
Chance for scattered thunderstorms today. Otherwise, cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. High temperatures reach up to 78. Easterly winds around 5 miles an hour. Cloudy skies expected tonight. Slight chance for isolated rain showers. Lows dip down to about 57. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Derek Height.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back in the studio here with Mr. and Mrs. Halila. Now, you're from Soldotna.
Yes, from Soldotna.
Okay.
Born in Anchorage, but that was just due to pregnancy complications, but of my mother in 1969, and raised in Nikiski, Kenai, and mostly Soldotna.
Good for you.
Yep. So Stacy and I met in junior high, and down there in Soldotna.
Got
married shortly after high school.
Okay. Yep. And you went to med school?
Yep. In Chicago, podiatric medical school. So I'm a podiatrist. Mm-hmm. I just retired. And I did kind of a lengthy foot and ankle surgical residency program in the Beltway area that included Georgetown University, Fairfax Hospital, and things. So came back in 1998 with two kids that we had reared and along the way. And we couldn't settle back on the peninsula because it was just a little too small for me to utilize my training.
Mm-hmm.
I needed infectious disease docs and rheumatologists.
Yeah.
So we settled in Anchorage and the valley, Wasilla.
Okay.
So two practice areas, and that's where we've been 99% of the time for the last 30 years. Yep.
Well, congratulations and condolences for stepping up and running for governor. That's a really big step, Matt.
Yeah.
And but it sounds like born and raised in Alaska and with your business background, and with the people you've seen and probably everything you've looked at in politics today, you probably have some good ideas of the things you want to do.
I think so. And, I'm so happy and blessed that I have this depth and breadth of background as an Alaskan.
Mm-hmm.
And I was fortunate enough to be able to retire young enough that I've got a lot of energy, and I'm not into laying around by pools and things. And I'm mission driven, and you know, I was a commercial fisherman to start with as a young kid, all the way through to my mid 20s. I ran my dad's boat in Bristol Bay, and so I was a skipper by the time I was 18, and that was a wonderful experience to learn about aggression and the Wild West. But also to be strategic and learn a lot of things. Then I went off to medical school, and then I've been mentored by a lot of great people. I don't know if you remember the late David McGuire, knee surgeon. He mentored us, and he said, Matt, if we're going to refer patients to you, friends and family, we're going to make you successful, and you have a responsibility to be involved. So he, you know, invite us to a lot of fundraisers and things, and
You know, I was mentored by a lot of people growing up, and now I find myself as a talent finder and a talent minder, getting the next generation ready to go.
Right, exactly. And that's what I found in practice. I was no longer needed in practice doing foot and ankle surgery. The next generation was doing great. When I had come up here initially, I was one of the earlier people trained in certain kinds of techniques that prior to that, people were having to be shipped down to Seattle and stuff. But now it's kind of commonplace. So
you used to be a Ferrari, and now that is a, sort of like a Chevy.
And I recognized that about 10 or 15 years ago. It's like, you know what? I'm not as needed, and I do have other interests. And I think it was Einstein or Mark Twain said that, you know, it's time to pivot away from what you've been doing when you have lost interest in learning, you know, voraciously about what you do.
Yeah.
And I stopped becoming interested in going to conferences for foot surgery. And I mean, I liked it. I enjoy it. I still have my license, but my drive is pulling me in other directions.
Your interest was waning in one, but you still have interest going in others.
Yes. And so when I turned 50, right around the time I was recognizing I was pivoting, I had a midlife crisis, as Stacy would witness to. And I went and got an MBA at Arizona State University just to test my mettle and see if my brain still worked academically. So that was very formative. I made a lot of new great relationships down there. But it was hard. I had to fly down every 10 days to Phoenix for 2 years and still practice, still run a practice with six surgeons. So that also has kind of opened my eyes. It led the way to me being appointed to the state medical board several years ago. And the main reason for that was that ivermectin controversy, where there were in the Anchorage area and in the Matsu Valley in Anchorage, there was about 100 physicians and surgeons that signed a document papered to the state medical board saying, we think you need to sanction the license of physicians writing for ivermectin and hydrochloroquine because they're a danger and, you know, they're spreading misinformation.
I remember that.
And I knew that that was an unwise statement. I didn't think it was balanced. And so I reached out to the governor, and it said in the article, it said, there is one seat vacant on the med board. So I reached out to him. I said, you need me on that board. Someone with common sense that can stand up and in a calm, dispassionate way say, no, we need to allow for freedoms in that regard. As long as there's informed consent, it's not proper to go, you know, go.
Isn't that what Trump had?
The procedure? Yeah.
And he lived and came through it. It seemed like that moment was because Trump had it, they went political against it.
Yeah. So anyway, that's how I got much more involved. And you know, the med board, and I speak for myself when I'm speaking about the med board, not on behalf. By nature, it's not a political position. Although it's an executive department appointment, but these topics sadly do become political, right? And a lot of the time, people don't want to speak up, and they're especially if they're still in practice, they don't want to have any controversy for fear of alienating patients, referral sources, their staff, and I'm in a great spot now. I can feel more free to be a little more decisive in my language with what I believe without worrying about alienating staff. So anyway, yeah, since then I was on the Department of Health and Human Services Commission in Anchorage for a while. I was the chairman there. But we, you know, we're deeply invested in Alaska. We our two adult children are here in Alaska. We now have four grandchildren. Actually, our fourth unborn, I still call him our grandson, will be in about a weekish or a week or 10 days.
Wow.
So, yeah, we got all these little kids, and we're just having a great time.
And you came up to Fairbanks. What brought you up here to Fairbanks?
Well, we got an invitation to partake in the Binkley 75-year Riverboat Discovery Celebration.
Yeah.
Of which we've ridden on. Mm-hmm. Actually, the last time we did the riverboat was 22 years ago. And when I was a little kid, I remember doing it too. And then I was invited to, well, fortunately, I met your brother, et cetera.
That could be unfortunate.
Yeah, no, wonderful guy.
You met both the Bruce brothers.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I pity you. I love it. I pity you.
Well, what a story. I mean, you know, it's funny, the Binkley thing.
Mm-hmm.
In Soldat, now there's Binkley Street.
Ah.
And it's got to be, you know, we didn't know who these people are when we're in Soldotna. So
ask John about it.
Yeah. Yeah, I should.
Yeah.
How did they get named down there? I know the big names down there back, you know, 70, 80 years ago were the Farnsworths and,
mm-hmm.
you know, the Hutchings family. They had the Chevy GMC dealership when we were growing up. And they were right there at the Y, if you're familiar with the mm-hmm. highway, how it splits. And,
yeah.
That was kind of the earliest. Of course, it was Russian originally, Soldotna. It means soldier in Russian, and it was a watering hole for the Russian soldiers.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So.
I learn every day.
Yeah.
And so you came up here to sunshine and 80 above.
Yep. Fabulous. And we're so fortunate. Look, what a clear day.
I remember
the forest fire smoke is always a major issue up here. And it's just
this is part of the summer. You just dial it in.
Yeah. And it's just, I mean, it's not crystal clear, but boy,
it's beautiful. It's nice out. It is. It's a Fairbanks summer.
Yeah.
And we started a little bit late, and then we immediately went into 80 above. And when 80 above comes, you get lightning strikes. And,
wow.
And that's starts our fires. And then we had the fires, and then we had the smoke.
Yeah.
And then, like normal, the rain comes and puts out most of the fires, and they have the State Division of Forestry really doing an incredible job saving a lot of structures and fighting those fires that are near structures and roads. Right. And so it's just been a normal Fairbanks summer.
Right. Wow. I love the Doppler where they show the thousands of lightning strikes before you can visualize it. And it's like you can't stop that. It's just... That's what's just always going to happen.
So have you been putting together a plan for your campaign?
Yes. I've been, again, mentored by some great people. Art Hackney is a wonderful media guy.
Mm-hmm. His dad, Glenn, was a mentor, was a wonderful person. Grew up down the street from him.
Yes.
Great guy.
Yes. Wonderful family. And they had been encouraging me. Some other people that are very active tangentially. Ashley Reed is a friend. I've been... As I stated, we've been supporters of Republicans for many, many, many years, 30 years or so since we came back to Alaska. So, yeah.
1 minute left.
So we, you know, through mentoring and through a lot of introspection and prayer, we've decided, you know what, I think I have something to offer that's different.
Okay. Fairbanks, we're going to wrap up here. I have Dr. Halela.
Just Matt.
But Matt.
Matt's perfect.
Matt and his wonderful wife, Stacy, in the theater and in the station here. And what we're going to do is we're going to come back this afternoon and we're going to tape a full show that'll be played on Monday. So you can learn more about Matt Halela and his quest to be the next governor and what directions he wants to take. Simple as that. Now, it's Golden Days. Get your backside downtown tomorrow. Enjoy the parade. Do all those fun things that we do in Fairbanks. Enjoy yourself. After all, where else in Alaska is it 80 above with a parade? We're celebrating our founding. I will see you on Monday.